The unemployment numbers, as I mentioned, come out tomorrow. And while we get a slight move, I still anticipate that we will have, now get this, over 20 million people in our country who are either unemployed or underemployed, meaning that they're in a job just to have something to do, but they're looking for a better job. So that means that when you do get a chance to be in front of a potential employer for an interview, there is more competition and more pressure than ever to nail it. I always say, if you fail to prepare, you prepare to fail. So you need to have the knowledge and skills to survive the interview. And I am going to give you those by bringing on Catherine Morgan. Catherine, who has been on this program before, is also one of my favorite coworkers. She works with me on the Business Unplugged blog at carolroth.com. She's also a career transition and entrepreneur coach and the founder of Point A to Point B Transitions, amongst many other accolades. Catherine, this is such an important topic, so thank you so much for being willing to share your expertise here.
Thank you so much for having me, Carol.
All right. So here's where I want to start this, Catherine. Theoretically, as an individual, you should know yourself better than anybody else or anything else. Why is it so hard for us to be able to sell ourselves in an interview?
Oh, my goodness. First of all, it's hard to figure out the level of detail, how granular to get. And in an interview situation, your adrenaline's going, you're a little nervous, and you tend to ramble. So I do channel you when I think about this. Failing to prepare is preparing to fail, absolutely. Practice, practice, practice. And it's funny that you say that, because the question that trips people up the most, even experienced salespeople who are used to having these kinds of conversations, the generic, so tell me about yourself.
Right. That should be like the easiest thing. So tell me about yourself. I don't know. So what's the best way to answer that? Is it something long? Is it short and peppy? What's the best way to answer? Tell me about yourself so that you give them enough detail, but still leave them wanting more.
Right. Well, you're guaranteed to get asked this one every time you're sitting in front of somebody. Even if they have their resume and they're looking at your resume, they're going to say, tell me about yourself. You want to aim for about a 45-second to one-minute answer. I think shorter's better than longer. Let them ask you additional questions. I recommend that people walk through their resume chronologically. I got out of college and I started blah, blah, blah. And sort of give them the breadcrumbs that make them think there's some rhyme or reason for the progression, even if there maybe wasn't. When I tell my story, it sounds like I planned this whole thing out. I didn't, but it makes very clear sense when I tell the story and nobody really has any questions. They're like, oh, that makes sense.
And I guess that's a good point, is that you want to leave out any details that could be misinterpreted. You don't need to apologize or say, oh, well, this didn't really go as planned. Just stick to the facts, tell the story, show the highlights, but don't say it in a way that conveys any sort of weakness or that this wasn't an intended path.
Yes. And, you know, one of the questions you have to think of, you know, a lot of people have been subject to layoffs. So that particular issue is very difficult for people who had a layoff, because there's some shame involved. There's some, even if it had nothing to do with their performance, how they talk about it, or maybe they were smart and they raised their hand and said, I want the better package. The first people out the door get the better package, you know, pick me. And then they don't know how to look like a hothead when they go into their next interview.
So I would imagine that since so many people have been laid off and the market has been kind of obliterated here over the last 5 years, that there's probably more sympathy and more flexibility around that layoff issue than there may have been 5 years ago or 10 years ago. Is that a correct assessment?
Seems to vary company by company and individual by individual. I would think at this point there isn't somebody There can't be anybody around who doesn't know somebody who's been subject to downsizing or layoffs. But still, you constantly read that some companies are only looking for people who currently have jobs, which seems particularly stupid to me. But it's still around there. I think you just can't change people's minds. If that's their mindset, then that's not the company that's going to hire you.
So how do you navigate that question? They say, oh, so I see that you had this period of time where you weren't working, or you bring it up and, you know, and then I hit the layoff. How do you handle that question deftly?
Well, you have to be honest, because everything is traceable. And even if you think, you know, you're protected because human resources can't say something, there's tones of voice, there's friends of friends. Whatever you do, do not lie, because it's findoutable. But, you know, within the realm of honesty, there are ways to frame it. If you were the first person volunteering for a package, you can just say that. You can say, you know, the writing was on the wall. I saw that a lot of people were going to get let go. I think it's, you know, better to be the first person out the door, less competition, better package, whatever. Then you look intelligent about it. Or if it was just a headcount cancellation, or your product line was canceled, your service line was canceled, just say that. You know, my service line was canceled. The entire group was laid off. You know, not much you can do about it.
What about personality types of questions? I know that you know, there's the story of what you've done that relates to your skills, and then there's something extra that may make you stand out, whether, you know, for me being a football fan or somebody who's really good at cooking. Do you just stick to the things that are related to the business and the job that you are applying for, or do you show a little bit of your personality and try and make the connection with the interviewer in a different way?
I'd like to break that up into two sections. One is the behavioral interview questions that everybody hates, which is you're supposed to share an experience, something that you did particularly well, something that went south that you saved. I recommend that people have in their back pocket prepared stories about a specific accomplishment. And that's the place where you might get a little more detailed. You might talk about dollars saved, time saved, business process efficiencies, anything that you can throw around a metric where you made the company money, saved the company money, saved the company time, improved efficiency. There's that. Then there's the one where, you know, a project was going south and somehow your skills, experience, knowledge, expertise saved this project and it trended in a better direction. They're going to ask you two of those questions probably. So that's the behavioral stuff. As far as the bringing your personal stuff in, that's a dicey subject and it's going to depend person by person. Now, if you walk into somebody's office and you see beautiful pictures of their kids, or if you see you know, they're wearing a particular necklace that you really like, or you by accident have on the same necklace, which happened to me once, you can, you know, certainly point that out. But in general, they don't, unless they ask you a personal question, like what do you like to do in your spare time, where they're trying to get to know you, don't volunteer that stuff. Don't volunteer stuff about your kids. Don't volunteer stuff about your hobbies. Keep it professional. Keep your focus on what you are bringing to the company, why you are a great hire, why your skills are going to make them money, save them time, increase their market share, whatever you do. Keep your focus on what you are doing for them, because they really don't. They care about you. They want you to be a happy employee, but that's secondary to what you can do them.
That's right. What's in it for me? And I love the concrete numbers, the concrete examples. Catherine, hang with us. If you have a question for Catherine, 312-981-7200. If you have a question about interviewing, things that you're struggling with, we will talk more to Catherine just ahead. And of course, WGN's Orion Samuelson will check your money on 720 WGN. The Noon Show continues. I'm Carol Roth, and we've been talking with Catherine Morgan. Catherine is a fantastic career transition coach. She's also one of my compadres over at carolroth.com. She's the founder of Point A to Point B Transitions, and we've been talking about how to ace an interview. And if you have an interview question that you want to ask for Catherine, Go ahead. Seize the day here. Carpe diem. Call in 312-981-7200. Catherine, I'm going to go to the phones right now. I want to talk to Henry, if you don't mind, because he has a question. And Henry, I think that you're hitting on one of the issues that we all find, that sometimes it's hard to talk about the negatives, the things that go wrong, correct?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, you know, I'm unorganized, but I don't want to tell them I'm unorganized, but, you know, so I struggle with that one.
Catherine, what they always ask the question, what are your biggest weaknesses? Where do you go wrong? How do I answer those questions?
Usually you answer, you're honest. You say, well, you know, I could probably do better with my organizational skills. And then you sign yourself up for an online course, or you go to a community college, or you hire an organizer, or you talk about how you're addressing that issue. So what you're showing is, I see this weakness in myself, but I'm making the effort to initiate some change and to fix it.
Ah, so it's showing that you're always self-aware, because I'm sure they all hate when you say, oh, I have no weaknesses, I work too hard, but you're actually putting forth an action to correct that, showing initiative.
Right. That's the point. And always pick something that's not making you look like you have bodies stashed in your basement or something. I mean, something little, you know, not a big weakness.
All right. So I think organization is probably one of those that is passable. Correct, Catherine?
Yes, that would be a good one.
All right. Henry, does that answer your question?
Yep. That's great. I appreciate it.
All right. Good luck with the job search.
Thank you.
Kathleen, you have a question for Catherine. Go ahead.
Hi, Catherine. This is really a tricky one. I have a really good friend who's been out of work for a while, but his last job, he was fired from. So when he gets to these interviews, and he obviously gives us the advice, which is right, the aunt can't lie, but how do you handle when the last job you let go, not from a layoff?
On it. Yeah, honestly.
And let me repeat that question just so it was clear, because it was a little hard to hear, is that if you've been fired, how do you dance around that question in a way that is, you're not lying, but you still make yourself look good?
I've had to work on that with people several times. I think you just say that it was a bad cultural fit. Or you say something sort of light about it. You know, I separated from the company. When you say separated, there's not the I was fired versus laid off, but you didn't use the layoff word, which implies that you weren't fired, right? So you say, you know, I separated from the company because it wasn't a great cultural fit, or management had a change that, you know, didn't work for me. You make it very light, and you just sort of float it out there very gently. And usually people don't poke at it too much, you know, unless, of course, there was something like fraud involved, and then you have a bigger problem. But if it was just that your boss didn't like you and you got fired, you can call it, you know, a personality issue. You can call it a corporate culture issue. You can say that there was change in the team dynamics, or the company that the corporate culture that I initially thrived in changed when we got bought out by the bigger company, and that wasn't a fit for me. Something like that, that doesn't make it look like it's too bad.
All right, that's
Catherine. But do you suggest, Catherine, that these people that have been fired leave off from their past work experience on a resume that time period? Does that draw attention from a prospective employer? Because it's a catch-22. If you include it in your past history, obviously you don't want them to call. What legally is it a myth that when they call that employer that they can or cannot say things to a reference?
All right. So do you leave it off the resume entirely, Catherine, or do you put it on there and address it as a separation?
Yeah, I always say that you have to include all your time, and at most companies, and they can run a report and see everywhere you've worked, so they're going to see it. You're worse off if you leave it off, because then you look like you're trying to hide something. But if you put it on there, and you know, a lot of us have been fired at one point or another, and you just say, you know, things didn't work out, and you just leave it at that. And if somebody's going to poke at it, they're going to poke at it. But mostly, okay, you can address it some other way. But don't leave things off your resume. They can check everything, and the companies that I've applied for and my clients apply for do ask you to account for all of your time since college.
All right, Kathleen, okay, thank you very much.
Thanks so much.
I hope that helps your friend. All right, Kathleen, we're gonna have to leave it there, but really appreciate your insight. And just to sort of tie some of the takeaways in a bow, I think from my perspective, the authenticity and always being truthful but finding a clever way to spin it is one thing that I'm hearing from you. And the other thing is practice, practice, practice. Grab somebody, go through the resume, know how to sell yourself, have your specific examples. So that's what I'm hearing. Anything that I forgot there?
No, I can't stress this practice thing enough. Say it out loud, record yourself, get a friend, mock interviews. You only have one chance to make a good first impression.
Absolutely. Thank you, Kathryn. Kathryn can be found at pointA to pointBtransitions.com. You can also send her a note through carolroth.com. Kathryn, we'll be talking soon.
Thank you, Carol. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Such good advice and something that so many people are going through. So I could not restress what Kathryn said more. Practice, grab somebody, have them go through your resume, do the mock interview so that you know it cold. It really, really does help.